Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm here with one of the stars of The Real Housewives of Miami, Lisa Hochstein. Lisa, right off the bat, as I say hello, I have to tell you that I am doing this. This is the first episode I'm doing post-surgery. So if I'm a little off my game or if I'm a little rusty, I wanted to explain that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I had a double hernia surgery and it was last week, so I'm on the mend. But, you know, I feel like I'm a little rusty. So I wanted to explain that to listeners and to you in case I fuck up, Lisa, you know, it is what it is. Lisa, how are you?
Medium, like good.
Okay, good. Good. Can you tease me anything about the reunion? I'm just going to jump right in. Like, what can you tell me? I know you filmed the reunion. I'm loving this season. What can you tease about it?
Well, it was a very long day, a lot of jaw dropping moments. A lot of tea, a lot of secrets that are coming out, and it was just a lot of yelling. I mean, Andy had to get involved, like intercept so many times. Like I couldn't, even more than last year. There was a lot of women speaking over one another, which is super annoying. I don't do that, but a lot of people feel like yelling is the way to get their point across, and that's not really my style. So it was annoying for me also. I wish everyone would give us a moment to speak, let them finish their sentence, and then have your turn. I also suggested maybe we should have like a talking stick.
Yeah.
So whoever's holding the stick gets to speak. That way we could avoid that problem. But
that would be too easy. There's this rumor going around that Larsa and Andy get into it. Is that true? Or can you tell me anything about that?
Yeah, he did apologize. I even saw that on some like news, or it was on some outlet where he did apologize. He got frustrated, rightfully so, because everyone was screaming and talking over one another. And maybe some people weren't saying enough. So I feel like he needed to intercept and like maybe give his opinion, because it's what maybe everyone was thinking or people were thinking, and he felt like he needed to say it.
It seems like there's been this divide on the season between sort of the OGs and the new cast members. And I think Dr. Nicole has been talking about that in the press. And do you feel like that was the case? Do you feel like there's a divide? And specifically after the season, do you think you can all sort of move forward as a group?
For myself, there is no divide. I really do genuinely love all of the women. They were all supportive of me. My fight was not with any of them. My nemesis during this whole season was, unfortunately, my husband. And with the women, they had some really dark moments with each other, and things were said that should not have been said. Lines were crossed that should not have been crossed. And I really hope that, you know, for the next season, we're able to get back to a better place, because it's really hard to film when there's so much animosity with each other. It's hard to be around your other castmates. And this is a show where you need to go on cast trips and have, you know, group settings.
Well, and one of the things I think has been so great about Miami is that although you do have your issues with each other, it's been nice to see the times where you all come together, whether it be last season with Alexia and her loss, or with you and your situation with Lenny. So I hope going forward, we can still have all that petty drama and stuff like that, but also have those moments where we get to see you all come together.
Petty drama. Like, that's the reason why everyone really tunes into these shows, or for a lot of drama. But again, you can't really be in the same room with somebody that you want to kill.
Right. speaking of people you want to maybe kill, what's going on with you and Lenny now? Like, what's the situation?
Oh, it's like War of the Roses in this house. Just kidding. It's not that bad. Yeah, it's not great. Things haven't gotten better. Things have actually probably gotten worse since we wrapped filming. I didn't want this. I hope that one day we could be in a better place because we have two very young children. Like this, he dropped this bomb on me with a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old at the time. My daughter could barely speak. So, you know, we have a long road ahead of us, raising, co-parenting and all of that. So I hope for the kids' sake that we can eventually somehow be good to each other.
You know, maybe this is a bit of a double standard, but it's been frustrating to watch him be in the press and in seemingly giving interviews as well as the mistress. I don't know her name, but I know you're a real housewife, like you're cast on this television show and he was part of your life. So I understand that we see him filming, but then when I see him in Page Six and stuff, I'm like, dude, what is going on? Like, why are you giving interviews and stuff? It's like weird to me.
It is. It's also weird to me. And that's like the general consensus across the world. Like, why are you speaking so much? I almost thought, does he have Page Six on speed dial? Like, what is going on? You know? And it's really, I've kept quiet just for the record because it was embarrassing for me. And dealing with being on the show and having this come out was extra embarrassing. And then all of a sudden, before I know it, there's like press releases with statements from Lenny and these people.
Yeah.
And I had to respond, of course. I kept quiet and I said like maybe one sentence responses. And it was just me responding and having to respond and defend myself against certain allegations or statements that were made about me that I didn't want to address, but was forced to. Right.
Is there anything from that situation that you would like to clear up or that you wish you could clear up now?
The whole diaper thing, the headline, which is like the clickbait, something about Lisa can't afford diapers. Okay. That was not accurate. It was about a credit card that was canceled, that was used to buy things, and it just turned into a headline. Of course, I can buy diapers, but it just turned into this headline where people were shocked because they don't understand, or some people don't understand the clickbait outlets like to use. And it's, you know, it's a shame that it wasn't, they didn't really dig and really take a real good read on the motion, because somehow people are able to get these motions. I don't know how that Lenny and I file against each other. And they just took like a sentence that sounded like a good headline.
Right.
But in reality, the headline was inaccurate. There's so many things I want to clarify, but legally, I don't think I should speak about all these things. That's one of the things that people keep, you know, coming at me with, oh, you're here, but you couldn't afford diapers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I saw when I was doing research for this, I saw there was a bunch of headlines about you not being able to afford things I think I saw the diaper thing. And
it's more about the support and like the status quo that continuously gets cut for whatever reason. So ultimately a judge, once we get there in Florida, or I don't know why it takes a little while to get before a judge, maybe months for whatever reason, they're backed up. I don't know. But ultimately a judge makes that decision. So it's kind of like anyone could do what they want until you get in front of a judge. So
I've been so pissed at him, Lisa, watching the show on your behalf, because just seeing even those like little moments, obviously we only get small little glimpses of it. We had that hot mic moment with him, but it just, as a viewer, it's very frustrating to watch that man. So I just want to say on behalf of me,
frustrating to also watch it and also live it. Just
for the record. He seems like a monster, Lisa. So I just want to say, good job. Get out of there.
I like that you want to say that, and I'll just say no.
Yeah, allegedly. Everything I say is alleged. I don't want anyone coming after me. Lisa, there was a long break in between season 3 and 4. And Can you enlighten us about what your relationship was in that time? Or was everything great? Were there any issues that were maybe red flags that you look back on now in that in-between time?
You know, I guess like, yeah, I mean, there's probably things that were happening that I kind of didn't, like, I just turned my eyes to it. I just didn't want to see it. Lenny has an interesting personality. He's a different type of guy. He's a hard worker. And a lot of the times when he was dismissive of me, he would blame it on the fact that he's tired or like he works so hard and da 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 da. So I was like, okay, no problem. This is just who he is. Like, this is who I married. And I'm just going to, you know, make the best of it. I love him. And that's his personality. I'm here. I'm in it. I have two kids now. There were signs, but I was obviously blinded by love and many other things. And yeah. And then, you know, having these parties and having a bigger house and having a bigger platform and having people see my life and, you know, and having certain people around and like all these young 20 something year old girls against really what I wanted. I'm all for a fun party, but it was a lot, you know, it's bigger. Just everything got bigger and better. And like he got more popularity and maybe he enjoyed, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that could have contributed to what is happening now for sure.
Have you had any more contact with his mistress? I know we saw that you had bumped into her somewhere. Has there been more contact?
I'd rather not give her the satisfaction of discussing her because, or that person that I don't know who you're talking about allegedly, because I just don't want her to get what she, I think, allegedly wants is fame. And I just don't, I'd rather not talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. Switching gears a little bit. I do have this question about Marisol because every single confessional, she's drinking a bunch. And at first I thought she's just doing a bit but it just keeps on going. Do you think she's just doing a bit about drinking, or is there something that the audience should maybe be worried about? Because it's now every single time she's talking about her cockies and it.
Who cares? That's like she's branding herself. She's making money off of it. She doesn't have a job to go to anymore. She's just living her life. She's retired. Like, who cares what she does? If she wants to drink, let her drink.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Let her do what she wants. It's not like she has kids or responsibilities, you know.
That's true.
That's life and having fun. So
do you think the cast should stay as it is? And specifically, there are a few friend ofs who seem so integrated in the main cast, Kiki, Marisol, and Adriana. Do you think the cast should stay the same? Do you think they should get upgraded? What do you think about that?
I definitely think that they contribute so much and like more than even friends. Like, and I do think that I don't look at them as friends of, I look at them as cast members.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's a great cast. Would you want the cast to change at all next season? Or are you happy with how things are?
I love how things are. It might not be a bad idea to grab like a bad apple and throw that into the apple tree and like mix it up a little bit. I mean, these girls probably think they're already bad apples within the group, but I don't because I have a different relationship and dynamic with them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind having someone else to like, you know, stir things up a little bit.
Is there any chance of us seeing you dating? There are these rumors in the press that you're dating this tech guy. And I wonder, would you bring him on the show? Will we see him? Will there be a reunion cameo or something like that? Like, will we see that?
I don't know. We'll see what happens in a couple months, I guess.
Okay.
Possibility.
I would love to. Are you enjoying the dating? Can I ask that?
For sure. I mean, like, I don't know if I should answer all these questions, but
sorry.
I mean, yes, I'm clearly dating. I think it's been out there. Like, I'm not sitting around and crying all the time. Like, I definitely cry from time to time, but
me too. I'm not even going through a divorce.
Put it this way. Let's having someone that's like such a supportive person in my life and helping me navigate through this whole divorce that's also been there before is so helpful. You know, I can't imagine like doing this without support and also someone that has experience with this sort of divorce situation and kids.
So who among the cast has been the most supportive? I think the thing that I had seen was that Larsa and you had maybe gone on a double date, but who of the cast has been the most supportive through all of this stuff that you've been going through?
Honestly, everyone has been supportive. Everyone has reached out as much as they could. It's a matter of who maybe I'm clicking with and have more in common because of similar circumstances at this point. So I think, like, for sure, Larsa, because she went through a divorce, as you saw last season, and it was really hard for her to finally finalize that. So she's been amazing. We're super close. Nicole is always so great to me. Her and Anthony, when I was going through this in the beginning, like, we would see each other a lot. They were, you know, when I had no one else to lean on, they were a great support system for me. Also, Marisol, Alexia, they've both been through divorces. You know, Kiki, like all of them in different ways, to be honest.
Yeah. What's your relationship like with Lenny's mom now? Because we've seen her on the show. How are you two?
It's not where it was, for sure. We were much closer during filming because it was a shock to her as much as it was to me. And of course, she didn't want to see her family, you know, get a divorce and separate. They're older people, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. They moved here, you know, for their grandchildren and for their son. And then that quickly crumbled shortly after they moved here. And then Lenny and Marina got into a huge fight, where the biggest fight I've ever seen those two get in. So it also pushed her more towards me. She disliked Lenny tremendously during that time. And we were filming. So she was definitely like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. I want my family back together. And I don't like my son right now. So as time went on, they have mended their relationship, I believe. I don't know much about it because I'm not really speaking to her as frequently as I was before. So, of course, she doesn't want to lose her son and like lose access to her grandchildren when she's with her son. So, I mean, as a mother, I would probably do the same, try to mend my relationship with my only child and my grandchildren.
Yeah.
As a bigger person.
We have to take a quick break here. We'll be back with so much more. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I want to thank Acast. I will be doing live shows, so come see me live if you're in Seattle, Denver, Colorado, or if you're in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're going to be recapping whatever Bravo's going on at the time. These shows are all in April, so we'll be covering all the Bravo stuff that's going on, and we'll be right back. Is there anything you wish you could take back from this season? Any regrets from the current season?
I wish that we didn't. This never happened, of course. Like, that was a shock. I went into this thinking that I was going to showcase what I wanted to do, which was maybe convert to Judaism and try to teach traditions to my children. Maybe it sounds boring to people, but that's what like was happening in my real life. I wanted to incorporate a lot of Jewish traditions into my children because they're Jewish. And that quickly changed. You know, I had no idea. I really didn't. Like, some people are like, how did you not see that this was coming? And I really didn't. I really didn't see it because Lenny is just kind of a moody guy, you know, like he's kind of up and down and we have good times and bad times. And he really didn't, you know, tell me that this was happening. And I certainly didn't expect it to happen with a little 2-year-old and 6-year-old.
You know, I think it was
when he was asking for another child at the time, like just a few weeks before we had dinner with friends and he was asking for another baby. So, of course, I was like not expecting it. Why would you ask for another child and then a few weeks later ask for a divorce? Doesn't make any sense.
Right. It seems like there were mechanics going on with him behind the scenes that don't add up or that are confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do. I have some insight to things that, you know, just don't add up. Things are, you know, the information I've been receiving since the show has wrapped and before, it's all coming together. It's like a puzzle that's coming together piece by piece and things are starting to add up.
Anything you can share in terms of those pieces that are coming together?
For next season, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Do you have any insight as to when next season might be starting to film? I know that Bravo's probably going to get mad at me for asking because I know they don't like when I ask them.
I don't know if I can answer that. Yeah. I don't know. I actually don't know. I really don't know if I don't know what's going on. Like, I haven't signed any contract yet, if that's a trap.
Hopefully we see it. Hopefully you all start filming. So I really think this is like the best Housewife franchise going on. And I feel bad saying that because I know you're going through so much personal stuff, but it has been just a breath of fresh air in terms of Housewives franchises. I think it's, you all are the best show on TV right now. I just think it's incredible. You posted a picture with Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York recently. Did she give you any advice about going through all of this so publicly?
No, it was a quick interaction at Matsuisha in Aspen. I saw her and we were both sitting at the bar and like we exchanged some words and she was very supportive. And then she said, yeah, I just went through a 10-year divorce with, you know, a marriage that lasted 2 years. So I was like, wow, I guess New York has like different rules. I'm not sure, but that's a long, lengthy and a very expensive bill, I would presume.
It seems like a complete nightmare that would have been. Larsa's dating Marcus Jordan. What's going on with that? I mean, I know that's sort of her story.
But one of my closest friends, love her. We have a great relationship and we've hung out with Marcus and Larsa so many times. And I guess the cat's out of the bag, clearly. They post photos together and, you know, So I guess I can speak about that.
Do you like him?
They are so refreshing. Like people don't understand their relationship, but seeing it firsthand, they are so in love. They're so happy. You can see that, like, radiates off of them how much they love each, like how much they're in sync.
Forgive me, and you don't have to answer this, but someone had told me that Larsa had a hand in a court situation with the restraining order. Was there involvement with Larsa and the restraining order?
Oh, well, yeah, this frivolous lawsuit that was served to me on my birthday multiple times was absolutely ridiculous. It was dismissed. It was silly from the get-go. It was a waste of time. I believe that it was something to like distract me from my divorce and just to shake me up. It didn't work. Ultimately, the judge saw right through these shenanigans and shut it down. And Larsa came to my side. She was great because she was there at this venue when it happened. And she was, you know, a great friend to do that because, you know, you could say no. And she was willing to help me. And I will never forget that.
That's amazing. I do have a couple of questions that people wrote in. Karina wants to know, do you ever speak to Joanna Krupa, who used to be on the show season two, I believe? No.
I don't. Yeah. You know, 10 years we had like our issues, but I haven't seen her. I wish her all the best. I know she has a daughter and a husband, and I hope she's doing well.
Karina also wants to know, what's the best trip you've been on the show?
I guess the best trip, like the nicest one with the nicest accommodations, was the last trip to the Bahamas. It was beautiful. I didn't have to fight for a room. They just gave me the nicest room because of my
situation. As they should, Lisa.
Yeah. There was no fighting over a room, so that was good.
We saw Leah Bill Black supporting you. She used to be a cast member on the show, and she was on this past week. How is your friendship with Leah? And can we expect more of her? Can you bring her on for a couple more scenes next season?
I'm dying. I love Leah. Leah has always been there for me. So it just made sense to have her come back and give me some support because she's been doing it behind the scenes for the last 10 years.
Right.
When this happened 10 years ago, she was that person that gave me so much advice and the person I would call all the time, and she would talk to me for hours. And again, during this whole situation, 10 years later, same thing. Leah is still there. And I thought it was like, why not have her show?
She had all that skincare right front and center in that frame.
I mean, it's actually amazing. I use it and it's really top notch, amazing. Good, amazing quality. Like, she's put so much time and effort into her brand and really perfected it. So go buy it.
That's amazing. Julie H. wrote in. She wants to know if you would do an ultimate girls trip. They have been doing these now for a while. Marisol and Alexi are on the upcoming one. And are there a couple housewives that you would want on the trip from other franchises?
Yeah, I would do it. I think it's a fun experience. I would love to like collab with the other housewives from different cities. I would love to go to maybe Dubai. That would be cool. I don't know if they've done that yet. And who would I love? I mean, I haven't really thought. I love Teresa. I think Teresa would be fun from Jersey. And
Are there any housewives from other franchises that you don't get along with or that you had? There's always beef that happens at these Bravo cons and stuff like that. But
Bravo con, like we did the Bravo upfronts 10 years ago and everyone was great then. But like this year, everybody was so amazing to me. I didn't realize they even watched the show or followed what was happening with Lenny and I and the show, but they were all coming up to me, most of them, you know, and being super pleasant, you know, didn't pretend like they didn't know you. It wasn't like that. So that was refreshing.
Who, Max wants to know, who among your cast members has changed the most from when you started the show? I mean, you joined in, I think it was season 2. Who has changed the most?
Personality-wise or looks-wise?
Either or, I suppose. But I was going to say personality-wise, but maybe looks is fun too.
I think personality-wise, I would say Alexia and Marisol, because Alexia was married, you know, to her ex that, you know, rest in peace. But she was just more like maybe timid and not as opinionated as she was now. Like she still had an opinion, but I think she was held back because she felt like she couldn't say certain things. And now she's her true self. And with Marisol, I feel that because she had her business, you were getting a different Marisol, like business Marisol. And now that she's tired, she can do whatever the F she wants, you know? Yeah. So living her best life and drinking, it doesn't have to worry about clients like judging her. She just doesn't care. And it's 10 years later. So she's and like, what?
Looks wise, who were you going to say? I mean, Larsa looks like a different human being. Still beautiful, but.
I thought, to be fair, I wasn't filming with Larsa. So that's not even a fair question. So she was on season number one. I was on season number two. Okay. But looks wise, I think everyone has aged amazingly.
Yeah, you all look so good.
Everyone still looks really great. So I think everyone's doing good.
Karina also wants to know, have you gotten any DMs from any big celebrities? Like, has there been any cute guys in your DMs that we would know?
Yeah, there's for sure been, like, I get these weird DMs all the time.
Any Bravo celebrity guys?
Maybe like friendly ones, but nothing like creepy.
This was such a delight getting to chat with you. The last two questions I ask all of my guests, and they are, if you were choosing for People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose? It could be maybe a childhood crush or an actor that you think is really hot. And then also your favorite Mariah Carey song.
Okay, I'm going to answer the last question first. I think the song that's coming to my head is I Still Believe. I can't sing, but like,
oh my God. Lisa, I love that you said that song. No one ever gives me that song. I love that one. It's I Still Believe. Yeah, it's a cover of Brenda K. Starr's song. But yeah.
I wrote like a sad love song, right? Probably why.
Yeah, it's beautiful though.
But as far as, what's this other question?
Sexiest Man Alive for People Magazine.
You know, last season I said Channing Tatum, but I changed my mind. Like a famous person, right? We're talking about a famous.
Yeah. Who can I ask who your childhood crush was? Was there someone growing up that you looked at?
Embarrassing, I think. Well, not then, but like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. Like I used to think he was so, like when I was a little girl, I was like, he's hot. Who else? Oh, Brad Pitt, of course. And I still think he looks great, but like,
yeah.
His prime, poof.
I just saw Meet Joe Black was this movie he did. I think it was the 90s or something. And it was just on TV. And I was like, no one has ever looked that beautiful and he's lit so perfectly.
Yeah, he's like a face tune.
Yeah, I know. Lisa, this was such a delight. Anything else you want to clear up before I let you go about the show or about anything going on?
Yeah, I should have looked at my notes. I have so much to clear up. Maybe I'll just have to do it in next season or later. because there's a lot to clear up. There's a lot of misconceptions that are put out there in the press about me by certain people that are not true. Don't believe everything you read. People are trying to defend their reputation, I guess, and you know, they'll go to any lengths to defend that. So I just want to say that and just be cautious of what you read and just understand that what I just said.
Do you hope to stay in the house? Are you in the house now?
I am.
And do you hope to stay there?
Of course I don't want to. Yeah. Who wants to leave their house that they built, you know, right, raise their children in? That's like an obvious question. But at the same time, I want peace. So whatever happens, we'll see at the end of all of this. Legally, I can't say too much more about that.
Would he ever film again, do you think? Or do you think he's like never going to be on camera again?
I don't think he wants that. Unless we came, you know, unless we called a truce and we could, you know, get to the other side and like just be friends again. I mean, I think that we could show the world like, hey, we can co-parent. Sorry, world, we made a mistake. This is really bad. It's like, it's kind of like War of the Roses.
Right. Do you think they would never bring on the mistress, right, on the show, you don't think, right?
No comment. I don't want to talk about her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Lisa, I had to slip in those shady questions before I let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I hope to get to meet you in person one of these days soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good to meet you.
I love decorating the house and getting furniture, but sometimes it could be overwhelming to design a space. And so luckily, I'm here to tell you about a company called Cozy. Now, Cozy is fantastic, a North American company that thoughtfully designs furniture made for modern living. Now, Cozy strives to provide the best furniture shopping experience with elegant, super high quality products, plus fast delivery and easy assembly, which is really important to me because I do not like putting together furniture. So the easier, the better for me. Now, Cozy offers beautiful, customizable sofas and sectionals that are made to adapt in time. This means customers can add seats to the sofas over time. Maybe if you're extending your family, you might want more space on the couch. Cozy also offers a great range of coffee tables, washable rugs, wall shelving, credenzas, TV stands, and accessories. So much. It's thoughtfully designed furniture made for modern living. There's an outdoor sofa and tables collection that is fantastic. It's called the Mistral. So you can choose the perfect sofa configuration for your outdoor setup. Cozy also opened its first retail space on Queen Street in Toronto to push the experience to the next level and allow customers to engage physically with the products. So transform your living space today with Cozy. Visit cozy.com, spelled C-O-Z-E-Y, to start customizing your furniture today. Again, that's Cozy, C-O-Z-E-Y.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.